Amen. On Homewell Lot. On Church Lot. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, I mean you're going to get loud today. I'm going to be loud. You're going to be loud. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Now, I comment on a post that was on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. And I said in that time that I posted that comment that if you came to praise me, it would be an awful thing if you sit and hold your hands and you didn't say anything. You just sit there and praise me. Now, wouldn't that be awful? That's the way we do God. We came to what?
Praise Him.
Then we ought to be opening our mouths. We ought to be saying something for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Because I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord. Give God a good hand. I mean a great hand. A great hand. He's worthy. He's worthy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to praise the Lord. To praise the Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. I know. I know. I know. I look around and I see some people and I know ought to be praising. Ought to be praising them higher and higher. What you do? That's good. I remember last night, Pastor Davidson said that A&M won in overtime. It was overtime. And that they went in overtime with Alabama State. I wasn't there, but I had the privilege of watching it on my cell phone, on DirecTV on my cell phone. And I saw all those people shouting and jumping when A&M scored that final touchdown to win. Now, you got something better than a win of a football game. Amen. You all have, don't stop on me, Roy. Just stay there. Stay at the organ there, or the keyboard. Stay there, please, Roy, and help me out. We're going to praise the Lord. Say something, Roy. Amen. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear that all the way, because we're going to praise the Lord today. I'm not going to be long with the introduction. I just want to say thank you to Pastor Larry Davidson for allowing me this opportunity. And more than that, I thank God. That one more time, I can preach God's word. Amen. Amen. I didn't give the audio communication any slides today, so I want to tell you to stand and turn to Jeremiah 20 and 7 and through 11. Jeremiah 27 through 11. That's what we're going to shout today. We're going to shout today. Amen. We're going to praise the Lord. Jeremiah 27 through 11. In the King James Version, it says, "You persuaded me, Lord, and I was deceived, persuaded. You overpower me and prevail. I am ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction. So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long. But if I say I will not mention his word or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bone. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. I hear many whispering, terror on every side. Denounce him. Let's denounce him, people said. All my friends are waiting for me to slip, saying, perhaps he will be deceived. Then we will prevail over him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty, mighty warrior. So my persecutors will stumble. Hear that? Those who persecute me will stumble and not prevail. They will fail and be thoroughly disgraced. Their dishonor will never be forgotten. Amen. You may be seated. The New Living Translation in the 9th verse says it this way, but if I say I'll never mention the word or speak his name, his word burns in my heart like a fire. It's like a fire in my bone. I am worn out trying to hold it in. I'm just tired of trying to hold it in. I'm just sick and tired of trying to hold it in. I can't do it. My subject when I preached this from this scripture was the typical scripture and subject that says, fire shut up in my bone. But I want to focus on, I can't quit. I can't quit. I can't quit. Jeremiah was saying, it's like fire in my bone and I can't quit. Can you quit?
No.
I can't quit. Jeremiah had been become discouraged. In verse 7, he said, Lord, everyone mocked me, making fun of me. I told them what you said, and they hate me. Well, Jeremiah, welcome to the crowd. If you tell people what God says, they will hate you. Jeremiah had decided to just cool down and keep his mouth shut. He had sort of become like some have today. Lukewarm. No one here likes to hear that word, do they? I don't like anything lukewarm. Don't bring me no lukewarm coffee. I don't want it. You don't want anything lukewarm. God said, if you're hot or you're cold, I prefer that. But if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. No one likes to hear that word, lukewarm. But there's a lot of this going around. Some of us have been there, and we can tell you that is no place to be. Oh, you may still be going to church. You may even be reading a scripture or two. But there is no victory in your reading. No power. No excitement anymore. When you are just lukewarm. Turn to somebody and say, don't be lukewarm. You tell me, Pastor Gomes, well, I can't be fired up all the time. I tell you, well, I say that a true spirit-filled child of God can't be dead all the time. Amen. 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 I'm not dead. I'm not dead. I'm alive. I'm alive. Jeremiah had something in his bone that would not let him cool down. Paul wrote in Romans 12:11 that we should be fervent in the Spirit, serving the Lord. Fervent means to boil over or to be hot, not lukewarm. One way to be fervent is to hang around with the Lord. The Bible says he is like a consuming fire. I've always found that if you get close enough to the fire, you will get hot. Amen. How many of you ever had a gas heater or a wood stove? If you get too far away from it, you get what? But the closer you get in the winter, when it's 32 degrees, the hotter you get. That's what we need to get to God. I'm not playing today. I'm saying you need to get closer to the Lord, and then you will get on fire. You get hot. You get hot. Some people are lukewarm because they are too far back from the fire. People said, I always tell Linda, I don't want to sit in the back of nobody's church. I tell you, if I come in and the church is full, I'm going to make my way to the front and sit on the floor. Amen. I don't want to sit in the back of nobody's church. I want to get close to the what? Want close to the what? We're going to be loud today. Excuse us, Pastor David. We're going to be loud today. We're going to be like the Negroes that we are. We're loud. Yeah. We're loud and we're proud. Amen. Amen. Some people are back too far from the fire. People that spend a lot of time with the Lord are not up and down like a yo-yo. On fire one day and off on the next day. I'm not saying that they don't have trouble, but they meet them head on by the power of God and keep right on going. They have become convinced that greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. Amen. Now, if you have been lukewarm, I have good news for you. You don't have to stay that way and be unhappy. There is a fanning going on right now in Hopewell. There's a fanning going on right now in Hopewell. There's a fanning going on right now in Hopewell. The Spirit of the Lord is fanning the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you just yield to the Spirit, you can feel like Jeremiah. The fire began to burn. Some of you used to heat your house with an old wood stove. You would get up on a cold winter morning and it would feel like the fire had gone out. But all you had to do, you had to go to the fire and stir up the coal that went in. Amen? The fire looked like it was out. The fire looked like it's out in Hopewell. Amen. But all you got to do is stir it up. Stir it up. Stir it up. Stir up the fire that is within you. Not within him, not within me, but within you. Stir up the fire. Stir up the fire. You had to just put on some more wood on it and stir it up. Suddenly the heat began to fill the room. That's all we need to do. Stir it up and add more fuel. You, who's got that fire? Who's got that fire? Who's got that fire? I got that fire. I got that fire. I got that fire. Amen. Give God some praise. Jeremiah had just reached a place where he was ready to quit preaching. I've never gotten there, but I know some people who have gotten to that place. But the fire wasn't out yet in Jeremiah. All it needed to be was stirred up. When God began to fan, he just couldn't help himself. He caught on fire one more time. If you've ever been on fire, if you ever been on fire with the Holy Ghost, all you need to do is be fanned by the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's a fanning going on. Much of the church has been asleep. When someone is asleep, they are insensitive to what is going on around them. Hopewell, the most exciting thing that ever could be going on right now in your backyard, but if you are asleep, you will not be excited by it. Too many people are asleep in Hopewell. You're not excited about what's going on, what God is doing right now. Not in the old church, but now. You hear me? But not in the old church, but now. Say now. 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 God is right now, God. It's turn up. This is also true of spiritual things. If you're spiritually asleep, then you won't be excited about what is happening in the spiritual realm. Amen. The Lord has called us to wake from our slumber and fan the fire. Who's got that fire? Add the fuel of the world, of the word. Check on the company you keep. Check up on the company you keep. Check up on the company you keep. That might be the ice cube that is cooling you down. You need some fire. You need some heat. You need somebody you talk on the phone like my mother used to do. And my mama would talk to my great aunt and they would start chatting on the phone. Or they would be at the back fence. You ever saw that? And they got to stopping talking about how good God was and how good he is. And they would begin to fan those dresses. Oh, you hear me? You don't hear me? You don't hear me? Come on, somebody. They began to shout right then. Jeremiah said, I said I wasn't going to preach no more. I'm not going to even mention his name. I'm not going to speak his name no more. But the minute I said that, I felt this strange fire in my heart. And it was just like fire shut up in my bone. Instantly, I took back what I had said. I couldn't quit. Can a preacher call it quits? Can a disappointing and dejecting spoken of God really call it quits? Can a prophet by his own initiative cease from lifting the trumpet, sounding the alarm? Can a preacher throw in the towel and tell God, I've had enough, I quit? No, a preacher can't do that. A preacher can't do it, but a non-preacher can. But a blood-washed, spirit-filled, born-again preacher, pulpit something, and Bible-beating preacher can't quit. You hear me? It can't quit. You can't terminate what God initiated. Turn to somebody. I like that when the God gave me that. You can't terminate. You can't tell somebody. You can't terminate what God initiated. God initiated Hopewell in 1978. A new Hopewell. A Holy Ghost filled Hopewell. Amen. 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 You can't terminate. I don't care who you are. You can't terminate. God, the Holy Spirit, dwells in this place. You hear me? Give God some praise. I remember that Dr. Juju Scruggs said one day when he preached to him, he said, something about that pulpit. He said that. Dr. Juju Scruggs said that. Something about the pulpit. So I could feel the fire when I walked in it. And I say, I've been told that by many, many preachers, that God is in Hopewell. He resides in Hopewell. His Holy Ghost is in Hopewell. Amen. Amen. And thank God for it. Give him some praise. Terminate what God initiated. Anybody who can walk away from preaching actually walked into it themselves. Here's a person who, at least on the surface examination, had good reason to quit. Listen again at what Jeremiah said. I don't want you to listen. I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. Listen what he said. I will not make mention of him, nor speak in his name anymore. He puts a period at the end of his resignation. He's resigning, just like you handing your 2-week note. He's resigning. And then a strange thing happened. He quickly breaks a basic rule of speech. Before the period can settle, we hear Jeremiah say, but, come on, Roy, but, at the end of the sentence, it should be a period, but he drop the spirit and say, but I will not make mention of him, nor speak his name anymore. But his word is in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones. But what's the matter with you, Jeremiah? You just quit. You just submitted your resignation, and always you rescinded it. You said, but you rescinded it yourself. God didn't say a word. You closed the case, and then you reopen it like they're doing Clinton now. But they're saying, but. Comey said, but, the other day. Comey said, but God said, yes. God said, yes, then, to that. You closed the case, and then you said, but. You put a period at the end of your statement. If you were going to say but, you should have put a comma at the end of your statement. What's your problem, Jeremiah? Well, he said, I meant what I said, every bit of what I said, but I ran into a word problem. Huh? What word problem? I'm talking, he said, about his word. His word is the expression of his thought. His word expresses his essence. His word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. His word is like a two-edged sword. It cuts going in and cuts coming out. His words supersede all the words in any language. In other words, his word constitute the divine self-disclosure. And I wanted to get away, but I couldn't get away from his word. You can't run from his word.
Amen.
You can't run from his word.
Amen.
If you can make your bed in hell, you can't run from his word. If you make your resident in heaven, he's there. You can't get away from him. Well, his word is not separated and detached. You know how some things are, you detach them. His word is not some isolated phenomenon. I found that out as I turned to walk away from him, Jeremiah said. I was still connected to his word. I remember that when he called me, he put his word in me. He put his word in my heart.
Amen.
And it's like a burning fire. I can't stamp it out. I can't stamp it out. I can't smother his word. I can't find enough water to put it out. Take it out. I can't put it out. It's in me. It's in me. Jeremiah said, it's in me. His word is in me, in my heart. It's in my heart, deep down in my heart. You have heard that? Deep, deep. Say that. Deep, 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 deep down in my heart. Deep down in my heart. Deep down in my heart. Jeremiah said, I was quick. Serious about quitting, but his word is in my heart, and something keeps telling me to go on. It's a lodge in my heart, and it burns in my being. It's like fire shut up in my bones. I can't recant. I can't resign. I had no option in the matter. I can't quit. I can't quit. I can't quit. I can't quit. If I have to walk with a cane, I can't quit. If I have to walk with a walker, I can't quit. If I just sit on a chair and preach, I can't quit. You don't hear me? I can't quit. I can't quit. I'm still his preacher. Regardless of what happened to me, I'm going on in his name. It's in my heart. It's in my heart. It's deep down in my heart. And it's burning like a fire. That's why the preacher can quit. That's why Paul told Christians at Corinth, necessity is laid upon me. Woe is it unto me if I preach not the gospel. The compulsion comes from within. The compulsion is inward. The motivation is on the inside. You can't see the engine, and you can't see the fire. It's the fire of the Holy Ghost, and that fire will keep you going when you don't feel like going.
Amen.
It'll make you go when you don't feel like going. That fire will make you run on anyhow. That fire will make you desire and that word of God. I'm troubled on every side, yet not distressed. I'm perplexed, but not in despair. I'm persecuted, but not forsaken. I'm cast down, but I'm not destroyed. That fire, that fire, that fire will make you tell it like it is. That fire, that fire will sustain you. That when everybody has turned their back on you, that fire will pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on solid ground. That fire, who's got that fire? 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 That fire. Who got that fire? Who got that fire? Who got that fire? I've got that fire. I've got that fire. I can't quit. I can't quit. I'll preach on. I can't quit. I've got that fire. Maybe it's maybe somebody is just fun. A tired preacher who is listening to the world. But I tell you, the song put this way. There's something within me that holdeth the rain. You hear me? There's something within me that banishes all pain. There's something within me I cannot explain. But all I know, Sophia, all I know, Patrice, all I know, Brenda, there's something within me I cannot explain. But all I know is praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's something within me. Praise the Lord. There's something within me. Praise the Lord. There's something within me. That's something on the inside that makes me run on. That's something on the inside. Have you got that something? Have you got that something? That burning desire. Have you got that something? That's something that Holy Ghost fire. But if you haven't, that Holy Ghost fire, you ought to stand on your feet and shout, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. I can't quit. I've got it. I've got it. It's in my bones. I've got it. It's in my feet. I've got it. It's in my hands. I've got it. 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 Say yeah. That's a burning. That's another song. I'm through. That's the burning and the yearning in my heart. I feel the fire of burning. Remember that? I feel the fire of burning. I feel the fire of burning. I feel the fire. I That's what Jeremiah said. I feel the fire burn in my heart. Yeah, I feel the fire burning. I mean, you feel the fire. There's a fanning going on in the whole world. There's a fanning going on in the whole world. There's a fanning going on in the whole world. There's a fanning going on in the whole world. You're gonna catch fire. It's like fire shut up in my bones. I can't quit. Listen. Now, let's end this by. Let's end this by.